Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came, and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception.
It is Christmas night, and 12 very excited shepherds near the outskirts of Bethlehem have just heard the angel Gabriel announce the birth of Jesus. They have an inkling of where this birth may have taken place, and taking some milk, cheeses, and a sheep whose milk is very good, they close the shed and its enclosure and set out in the moonlight with their torches. They go along country paths and among thorn bush hedges stripped by winter. They go around Bethlehem and they reach the stable, not the way Mary came, but from the opposite direction, so that they do not pass in front of the better stables. Instead, they find this one first. One of the shepherds says, "You, Levi, you saw the angel first. You look in." The boy hesitates. Then he makes up his mind. He goes near the stable, which is really a hole, pulls the mantle a little to one side, looks, and remains enraptured. "What do you see?" they ask him anxiously in low voices. "I see a beautiful young woman and a man bending over a manger, and I can hear a little baby crying, and the woman is speaking to him in a voice. Oh, what a voice! What is she saying?" "She's saying, 'Jesus, little one, Jesus, love of your mummy, don't cry, little son.' She is saying, 'Oh, if I could only say to you, take some milk, little one, but I haven't got any yet.' She says, 'You're so cold, my love, and the hay is stinging you. How painful it is for your mummy to hear you crying without being able to help you.' And now she says, 'Sleep, soul of mine, because it breaks my heart to hear you crying and see your tears.' She's kissing him, and she must be warming his little feet with her hands because she is bent over with her arms in the manger. Call her. Let them hear you." "I won't," says Levi. "You call her." The shepherd opens his mouth, but he only utters a faint moaning noise. Joseph turns around and comes to the door. "Who are you?" "Shepherds," is the reply. "We brought you some food and some wool. We've come to worship the Saviour." "Come in." They go in, and the stable becomes brighter because of the light of the torches. The older men push the young ones in front of them. Mary turns around and smiles. "Come," she says, "come." She invites them with her hand and her smile. She takes the boy who saw the angel and draws him to herself against the manger. The boy looks and is happy. The others, invited also by Joseph, move forward with their gifts and place them at Mary's feet with few deep felt words. They then look at the baby who is weeping a little, and they smile, moved and happy. One of them, somewhat bolder than the rest, says, "Mother, take this wool. It is soft and clean. I prepared it for my child who is about to be born. but I offer it to you. Lay your son in this wool, it will be soft and warm. And he offers the sheep hide, a beautiful hide, well covered with white soft wool. Mary lifts Jesus and puts it around him, and she shows him to the shepherds who, kneeling on the hay on the ground, look at him ecstatically. They become bolder, and one suggests, he should be given a mouthful of milk. Better still, some water and honey. But we have no honey. We give it to little babies. I have 7 children and I know. Another says, there's some milk here. Take it, woman. And another, but it is cold. It should be warm. Where is Elias? He has the sheep. Elias is looking from outside the hole, but he cannot be seen in the dark night. The sheep declares his presence with a bleat. Come in, Elias, you're wanted. He enters with his sheep, embarrassed because they're all looking at him. Mary smiles at him, saying, you are good. They milk the sheep, and with the hem of a piece of linen dipped into the warm, creamy milk, Mary moistens the lips of the baby who sucks the sweet cream. They all smile, and even more so when Jesus falls asleep in the warmth of the wool with a little bit of linen still between his lips. But you can't stay here, says the shepherd. It's cold and damp, and there's too strong a smell of animals. It's not good. It's not good for the Saviour. I know, replies Mary with a deep sigh, but there's no room for us in Bethlehem. I'll tell my mistress, says Elias. She is good. She will receive you, even if she has to give you her own room. As soon as it's daylight, I'll tell her. Her house is full of people, but she'll find room for you. For my child at least, says Mary. Joseph and I can lie on the floor, but the little one. Don't worry, woman. I'll see to it. And we'll tell many people what we were told. You will lack nothing. For the time being, take what our poverty can give you. We're shepherds. We are poor too, and we cannot reward you, says Joseph. Oh, we don't want a reward. Even if you could afford it, we would not want it. The Lord has already rewarded us. He gave us his peace. Glory be to God in the most high heaven, and glory to his Christ here. And you are blessed, woman, who gave birth to him. You are holy because you deserve to bear him. Give us orders as our queen, because we'll be happy to serve you. What can we do for you? And Mary says, you can love my son, and always cherish the same thoughts as you have now. But what about you? Is there anything you wish? Mary then discovers that Elias knows Zacharias the priest and her cousin Elizabeth at Hebron and asks that they be told of Jesus' birth. Elias says, it is a great honour for me, a poor shepherd, to go and speak to the priest and say to him, the Saviour has been born. No, says Mary. You must say to him, your cousin, Mary of Nazareth, has said that Jesus has been born and that you should come to Bethlehem. I'll say that, says Elias. May God reward you, and I will remember you, Elias, and every one of you. Will you tell your baby about us? Mary is asked. I certainly will, she says. And one by one they introduce themselves. And then Mary says, I will remember your names. Will you let us kiss his dress? Asks Levi with an angelic smile. Mary lifts Jesus slowly and sitting on the hay envelops the tiny little feet in a linen and offers them to be kissed. The shepherds bow down to the ground and kiss the tiny feet veiled by the linen. Those with a beard clean it first, and when they have to go, they walk out backwards, leaving their hearts there. The vision ends with Mary sitting on the straw with the child on her lap, and Joseph, who, leaning with his elbow on the manger, looks and adores. 30 years later, at the commencement of his public life, one of the first things Jesus does is to search for these 12 shepherds. He finds 10 of them still alive, and one of them, Isaac, recalls their experience when they went searching for and found the newborn baby Jesus. He says, "Oh, how tiny and beautiful you were, a flesh-coloured rosebud on coarse hay, and you were crying. Then you smiled because of the warmth of the sheepskin we offered you and of the milk we milked for you, your first meal. Oh, and then we kissed you. You smelt of almonds and jasmine, and we could not bring ourselves to leave you. In fact, you have never left me," says Jesus. "It's true," says Jonathan. "Your face, your voice, and your smiles remained within us, and you were growing more and more beautiful. The world of good people came to delight in you, and the world of the wicked did not see you. Your first steps, the three wise men, and the star." And then, oh, don't let us mention the horror. Don't let us talk about it. Elias turns pale, remembering. And another, "Our greatest pain was that we no longer had you, and we knew nothing about you. Not even Zacharias knew. Our last hope and nothing more. Why, Lord, did you not comfort your servants?" asks the apostle Philip. "Why?" says Jesus. "Because it was wise to do so. Also Zacharias, whose spiritual formation was completed after that hour, did not want to lift the veil. Justice taught him prudence and charity. Charity with regard to the shepherds, prudence with regard to the world to which Christ was to be unknown." The only reference to Jesus' circumcision is from Mary, the mother of sorrows, shortly after the burial of Jesus on the night of Good Friday. In her distress, she meditates as if she were speaking to her beloved son. "I felt I was dying when I saw the drops of your blood at the circumcision, and Joseph had to support me because I was shaking like one who is dying."